What's up, everybody? This is your host, Jonathan Metz. I'm doing a podcast from the dumbest place I've ever tried to do a podcast, the Carl's Jr. / Green Burrito / KFC, right outside the LA Theater in downtown LA on Broadway. I just got out of the EA press conference. There was nothing shown for Nintendo, predictably. And I'm sitting here next to staff writer Nathan Mustafa. And actually, the main reason I'm doing the podcast here is because Nathan is staying separate from the rest of us, and we may not be able to get him on the rest of the podcast. So I wanted to make sure that he was represented during this event. Nathan, how is that delicious Carl's Jr. burger?
Horrifying, Johnny. I'm separate and apparently not equal because I get to do a podcast in the shittiest place I've ever done one as well. I was really shocked, or not shocked, to see that there was no Nintendo showing at the EA conference. I was expecting to see maybe a shitty DS game, The Sims. I'm surprised it's only coming to Facebook. I don't know. What do you think?
I think these chili cheese fries are delicious. And I think my ears are still ringing a little bit from the EA press conference. That was the loudest presentation I've ever sat through at E3. So there's not much Nintendo content to talk about from that one. There probably will be more at Ubisoft. But I'd like to get your overall thoughts. I mean, was there anything that you saw at EA that impressed you regardless of what platform it's coming to? What was interesting to you out of that?
I was amazed that they thought people would enjoy the concept of Need for Speed Run, featuring extended QuickTime events. Seemed like Press Triangle to win. Really a dumb idea. I thought maybe they would use some Mirror's Edge technology to enhance that parkour section of Need for Speed Run, but looks like that's not their intent at all.
Yeah, I expected that as well once they... Well, actually, my first thought was when they said it would have on-foot sections, I thought, that's a terrible idea, and I laughed out loud. And then I was proven right, because the one way they could have redeemed it was to make it like Mirror's Edge and actually improve on that and integrate it in with the racing. And instead, it is QuickTime events that seem completely unnecessary, and I don't know, that was weird. SSX looked great, but they said absolutely nothing about it. They just showed a trailer. A number of games for which they only showed trailers, and then they moved on. And, you know, that's part of EA's MO at E3, if I may cram a bunch of acronyms together in one sentence, because their presentations are very lean. I mean, you marked it right at exactly an hour long, which is the shortest one you'll see here. And there's really no BS. They jump up there and John Riccitiello says, "We're going to show you some games," and they show you some games. They show you some trailers and they show you a couple of actual games. But they don't talk about them that much. There's not a whole lot of hoopla. I mean, the silliest thing that they had was having out these three NFL players to kind of talk about Madden. And yeah, they kind of said they wouldn't do that, bringing out a bunch of celebrities, but it was quick. I mean, compared to what we're probably about to be assaulted with at Ubisoft, which is known for having James Cameron come out and rant for 30 minutes about nothing, this was very lean, and I do respect the fact that they basically say, here, we're going to show you these games. This is what we do. This is what we make. And they put up this gigantic, beautiful screen, and they show amazing-looking trailers on it for the most part. And, you know, that's it. That's all you get.
I think Battlefield 3 was probably the most gorgeous thing we saw today. It was running on a crazy PC, obviously. But for the most part, I didn't see anything that surprised me. I mean, it was cool how flashy and destructible everything was in Battlefield 3, but you know, nothing I didn't expect from any of the games they showed today.
I agree. I mean, a lot of this stuff wasn't necessarily leaked before, but it just was predictable. You know, I mean, the FIFA with the online social network and all that crap, whatever. Yeah, I guess maybe they hadn't done it before, but it's not exactly surprising that they would do it now. And for me, not caring about FIFA, it's also hard to get excited about it. But I will say Mass Effect 3 looked great, and it wasn't really clear how much of that was actually being played as opposed to just being shown. And it's not really clear how the gameplay's been balanced in terms of action versus RPG and other elements of it, because this was a very action-heavy trailer that they showed. But Mass Effect 2 was maybe my favorite game of last year, and I'm really, really excited to play this one. And I'm glad it's coming out in February or March, March, I think it was. It looks really good. And then what was the other one?
That
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, tell me what you think about Mass Effect.
You know, I was paying attention for this. I noticed a shocking lack of any squad interaction. I don't know if they just wanted to keep it action-heavy for the demo, or if it's actually going to be you sitting in a turret calling in airstrikes, just like a Call of Duty title. It looked closer to that than any RPG I've played.
Yeah, well, they actually did a different demo at the Microsoft press conference this morning where they showed off some squad interaction with Kinect. You can now use voice commands to tell your people where to go. And also, the best part is when you're in these dialogue scenes in between battles, you can now choose your dialogue option by just saying what the text on the screen is. And so you won't actually hear Shepard say it. You'll be saying it instead, and then the person will react to it. Really, really strange. Really awkward. But that's optional. You know, I mean, this game's coming to PC and PS3 as well, which don't even have Kinect. So that's just a feature. It's optional. One other interesting thing that they showed is called Overstrike, which is the new game from Insomniac Games. They're well known, of course, for Ratchet & Clank and Resistance Fall of Man. And they do have Resistance 3 coming out later this year. So I assume Overstrike is sometime in 2012. Actually, a lot of the games EA showed were for 2012, a really surprising number. Not a whole lot of interesting stuff coming out of them this year other than the sports, obviously, and Battlefield 3. Pause to sip soda. I think they're playing an entire Beyonce album, actually, through this fast food restaurant. But yeah, Overstrike actually looks surprisingly good. I mean, when Ted Price came out and gave the kind of quick description of it before they showed the trailer, I thought this could not sound more generic. It's like near future, squad-based, military people with crazy futuristic weapons and stuff. There's so many games like that. But once they showed it, it does seem a little bit more comical, a little bit more lighthearted than other games like, say, Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, or something like that. It definitely had that Insomniac vibe to it. And yet I also couldn't help but think of Brute Force, that Xbox One game that had a very similar concept where you have these four asymmetrically built, you know, characters with all the different abilities, and they're sort of cooperating somehow, and you control all four of them at different times, and I don't know. I don't know if anyone else thought of Brute Force. It's not a very good game. But this looked pretty cool, but at the same time, what we saw was really not even a gameplay trailer. It was more of a tease than anything.
Yeah, it gave off a Team Fortress 2 Brink kind of vibe. But, you know, there was no talk about multiplayer, but I'm sure there will be some sort of cooperative gameplay in there where your little powers factor in. But, yeah, no gameplay. Nothing got me excited. Even the trailer seemed kind of typical comical-looking characters. It's getting almost kind of bland. They had the elongated features that they did in Brink as well. I don't know. It didn't get me worked up at all.
I agree. I think you're right on target with that description of the art style. So I guess we're going to wrap it up here. I need to finish my enchiladas and chili cheese fries, and Nathan needs to finish his waffle fries there. And I think I've had enough of the weird looks from the people around us here in the restaurant. So we're going to finish eating and pack up and head over to Ubisoft and meet up with the rest of the crew. They've been off visiting XSEED this morning. So now we're going to join up with the whole crew and listen to James groan throughout the Ubisoft press conference, which is the highlight of E3 for me. So this has been Johnny and Nathan, and we're signing off for now.